Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience. Good evening to you. I am here with you once again. I would like to greet the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, and the Heavenly Host. I would like to thank them for all that they have done for me this far. I give the God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due to his great, great, holy, wonderful name. I am here again to pick up where we left off. I wasn't here Saturday. So we're going to pick up where we left off last Saturday, not this Saturday. So again, we'd like to thank the God of Israel for giving us another chance and another opportunity to share his truth in the earth, his divine truth in the earth. This is God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks of teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible. This is audio number 13. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. The last time we was here was June the 29th, 2021. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. We are teaching you the 613 laws out of the Hebrew scrolls, the Mishnah, the Torah. We're teaching you all 613 laws. We must establish the law in the earth that it is good, that it is great, that it is holy, and that it is true. And without the law, and without keeping the law and practicing the whole entire law, okay? We're not dealing with no Ten Commandments, and we're not dealing with no dietary and, you know, no ceremonial laws. We need to know and practice the law of the God of Israel. That's what we need to do. That's what we got to do to stop what is going on in this earth. All the plagues, all the destructions, all the sickness, all the pain, all the misery, all the hurt, all the trauma, everything that's going on in this earth, the only thing is going to stop the God of Israel and make him happy and calm him down, because he's very angry and he's very upset right now. The only thing going to calm him down is that we keep the law, what he gave to the children of Israel. We are their children. We are the children of the ancestors, and we must keep the law. We must keep the law. That's the only thing going to make our God happy with us. And nothing else that you do, nothing else that you say, nothing else that you think about and talk about will ever make him happy. The only thing going to make him happy, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is that we, the 12 tribes of Israel, keep his law. And guess what? If you don't want to keep it, today we're going to know the outcomes of a person or a nation or a country or a people that don't want to keep his law. Because that's exactly where we at prophetically. Prophetically speaking to you, that's exactly where we are right now in the prophetic. We are looking at a lawless society of young people, old people, middle-aged people. It doesn't matter how old you is. This is a lawless society, meaning that you people feel like you can do, think, go, do whatever you feel you want to do. Okay? Lawless. Living without the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Living without the law of the God of Israel. Living without the law of the God that created you and put us in this earth. How long did you people think that was going to, that you was going to be able to do that. How long? How long? So today we're going to go into where we left off at. We left off last week. And me as his prophet, I must establish the law in this earth, in this world. So you have God's law versus the law of the land. See, this is the problem. This is the problem in this earth, people. And I'm speaking to you prophetically what I know as his prophet. This is the problem in the earth. We got everybody. And when I say everybody, I'm speaking of everybody. We have everybody that's upholding the law of this earth, or the law of this world, or the law of this land, and breaking the law of the God of Israel. You wonder why we got COVID here? You wonder why we got variant here? Delta variant, they want to call. You wonder why we had Black Death? They just found the skull 5,000 years ago that had Black Death in it. You wonder why we have all these plagues and disease and pain? The reason is because you people are sinners. You are sinners, and you are against the God of Israel. You are against him. You don't want to have nothing to do with him. You don't like him. You don't love him. You don't honor him. You don't respect him. You don't glorify him. It's all about the law of this land, what you've been taught, what you understand. You don't want to go into nothing else. Only thing you people want to go into is what you understand and what you've been taught, which is the law of the land. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off. We left off last week at law number 232 of the 613 laws and the Mitzvot, the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls. We're going to pick it up at law 232, people. It says, guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, 661-244-9831. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Bach. So law number 232, to adjudicate cases of inheritance. That's numbers 27. Verse 8 through 11, to adjudicate cases of inheritance, number 27, verse 8 through 11. Let's go to that. Law number 2 of the 613 laws in the Bible. Numbers 27, 8 through 11. Let's go. Numbers 27, 8 through 11, for law number 232 of the 613 laws written up in the Torah and the Hebrew scrolls. Verse 8, it says, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man die, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. So if a Hebrew man die, because he's saying right here, speak to the children of Israel. That would be the 12 tribes of Israel. They're not dead. They're still alive today. So the God of Israel told Moses to speak to the children of Israel about their inheritance. See, you think the law is all about, you know, cooking a goat or killing a goat or planting some fruit trees. No, the law is all about situations, circumstances, and things that's pertaining to this life. That's what the law is all about. It's about everything in this earth that pertains to our life. And that's why you people are so lost and so confused and don't know if you're going and don't know if you're coming and your children are lost and your children are confused and they don't know nothing because you haven't taught them nothing. You haven't taught them the law. Your mama didn't teach you the law. Your daddy didn't teach you the law. So everybody is confused. Everybody is confused. Don't nobody have no understanding about what they need to be doing right now. As a people, number one, as the children of Israel, you don't have no understanding. You don't have no understanding, just like your ancestors. They refused to do what the God of Israel wanted them to do. They refused to keep the law. They refused to yield their self to him. They refuse to submit to him. And this is why you got all the confusion. This is where all the confusion coming in. Don't nobody know who they is. Don't nobody know where they come from. Don't nobody know their answer. Don't nobody know nothing. All you know is the law of the land. What some white man taught you. Some slave master taught you. That's all you know, what the government teach you and the president and all the rest of them. That's the law of the land. It has absolutely nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He gave us a law, Hebrews. He gave us a law, Israel, to keep. And that's what he expects us to do. And if you don't want to do that, it will be major, major, major consequences. Let me say it again. If you don't want to keep the law and do what the God of Israel want you to do, it will be major, major, major consequences like it always been in ancient times when they didn't want to keep it. It was major, major, major death and destruction and consequences. So I'm speaking to you the truth, what I know, okay? So y'all can keep playing around all you want to play. But you ain't playing with the God of Abraham. You playing with your own selves. Because he told you what he wants you to do. And if you don't want to do it, guess what? It would be major consequences in the earth. And that's what you are seeing right now. Major, major, major consequences and problems in the earth. Why? Because you don't want to do what the God of Israel put you here to do in this earth. It's a problem. It's a serious problem. It's a serious, serious. See, you people don't even read the Bible. You don't even know the Bible. You think the Bible is some fairy tale book that's made up about, you know, Moses and Aaron and all, everybody white. Everybody white in the Bible, and it's all about white people. And, you know, it's about, you know, people that exist so long ago in history. You know, you just think it's a fairy tale book. You don't understand. You don't understand that the Bible is a book that pertains to this life. And the only way you're going to understand how to live in this life and make the God of Israel that created you in this life is read the Bible and understand the Bible and know what the Bible want you to do. I'm not talking about King James Version. That's just a translated version. I'm talking about the Hebrew scrolls right now. I'm talking about the Hebrew scrolls, not no King James translated version. I'm talking about the scrolls of the Hebrews, the 12 tribes of Israel. So yes, it's laws in the Bible. It's laws in the Bible to tell us how to handle situations and problems and circumstances. that the law of the land would never, ever give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to how to handle something. Look what it says, Proverbs 2:32. To adjudicate cases of loss for which a, I'm sorry, to adjudicate case of inheritance. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die, talking about a Hebrew man, and have son, then he shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. So no, you can't give his inheritance to his sister or to his cousin or to his uncle. You can't do none of that. You have to give it to his daughter because he don't have no son. All the inheritance go from the man to the son, from the man to the son, because the son is the one that carried the name. The son is the one that carried the bloodline. The son is the one that carried the seed, the sperma. Okay? So, if a Hebrew man have an inheritance, he have money, he have wealth, he have houses, he have car, whatever he have. And if he die, and he don't have no son, he don't have no son. No, it didn't say nothing about his wife getting the money. It didn't say nothing about his wife getting the money and his cousins getting the money and his nephews getting the money and his auntie getting the money. It simply says this, Hebrews. The man die and have no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. Now, let me keep reading. Numbers 27:9, next verse. And if he have no daughter, then you should give his inheritance unto his brethren. So if the Hebrew man, because I told y'all Hebrews, y'all not keeping the law. You GOCCs, IPC, and all of y'all not keeping no law. Believe me. You're not keeping it. You don't understand it. All you know about is what you teaching the people. Let me get back to what I'm saying, people. Verse 9 of Numbers 27. And if he have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brother. To his brother. Either the son, and if he don't have no son, you got to give it to the daughter. And if you don't have no daughter, you got to give it to the brother. Next verse, Numbers 20:17. Let me teach y'all the law because you don't know the law. Numbers 20:17. And if he have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. 1 minute. This particular section of the law that we are teaching today is the court and judicial procedure. The court and judicial procedure. This is part of the law that we are studying today. The court and the judicial procedure. Now, the law of this land, they got all kind of ways you can go to court. When somebody die and you want to get their money and you want to, they got all kind of stuff going on that's against the God of Israel. That's not up under the law. No, we cannot keep the law of the land and serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a jealous God. He will not go for that. He will not go for that. And that's why your world is in the case that it's in today. Oh, you people didn't believe it when he said he was a jealous God? Over there in the book of Exodus chapter 20, you didn't believe that? When he said he was a jealous God? No, you didn't believe it. because you believe the Bible is some fairy tale book all about a white man, Cedric Bourgeois, named Jesus. That's what you believe. That is not true. Your Jesus only have a small portion in the Bible. A very small portion. And that portion is not talking about Jesus. That's not his name. That was not his name when he was in the earth, and it's not his name now. But I'm not talking about that. I'm teaching about the law today. So that's the part we read it. The court in Judicial procedure. Law number 232. I'm reading Numbers 27:9. Let's go back over that. And if he have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. Unto his father brethren. So if the man die, that would be his uncle. That would be his uncle. But you got to go through all of these people first. When you have an inheritance involved in a Hebrew family, you got to go through all these people first. You don't have to go to no court taking your cases before the court and the judge and let probate court, they call it probate court, letting the law of the land decide. When the God of Israel already have laws in the Bible for the Hebrews to follow. We don't have to go no court. We don't have to go nowhere. We already have it written how he want us to operate and what he want us to do as a people. I don't need to stand in front of no judge, no white man to tell me what I can do and what I can have and what I can't have. When the God of Israel have already told us what we can do and what we can have and what we can't have. That proves to you people that you're not keeping the law. You're not serving the real God. You're not serving the real God. All your gods that you serve are religious. They are religion, false idols, gods. So you got to go through the procedures. The Hebrew man or the Hebrew woman have an inheritance. So you got to give it to the father's brother. So when the man died, and he got a daddy, so you got to take his inheritance and give it to his father's brother, which will be his uncle. That's the third person to receive the inheritance. No, you can't give it to his wife. No, you can't give it to his mama. It has to be done the way the God of Israel say to do it. Law Numbers 27:11, last verse, for law number 232. And if his father have no brother, okay? So if the father, if the man die and his father don't have no brother, then he shall give his inheritance unto his kinsmen. Now we're going into the cousins. Now we're going into the cousins. Okay? If the man don't have no daughter, the Hebrew man don't have no son, if the Hebrew man don't have no daughter, if the Hebrew man father don't have a brother, and then you must give it to the kinsman. And if his father have no brother, then you should give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family. Of his family. So that would be the uncle. I mean, he don't have no brother. So that would be the auntie or the cousins or whoever the father brother, the father family is, because he don't have no brother. So you got to give it next to the next kin. It still didn't say no wife. It still did not say, people, what the law of this land do. When a man die, the wife get everything. The law of this land have set up laws in this earth that when a man die, his wife get everything. Unless he make a will to stipulate who he want to give his inheritance to. And even if he make a will, if it's not lined up with the God of Israel law of inheritance, then his will don't mean absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. See, a Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman, they have to give their inheritance away according to the law. They can't go with no government. They can't go with no court system. They can't go with no will. They can't go with none of that. It has to be the way the God of Israel say to give it away. Could you put that chicken on? Excuse me. You hear me, bro? Excuse me, people. Could you put the chicken on for them? Three pieces. Excuse me, people. So this is, it say, Numbers 27:11, but three pieces of chicken. Excuse me, people. And if his father have no brother, then you should give his inheritance, estate, whatever he have, unto his kinsmen that is next to him or of his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be unto the children of Israel a statue of judgment as Ahiah commanded Moses. Numbers 27:11 about inheritance of a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman. This is a statue. It shall be unto the children of Israel a statue of judgment as Ahiah commanded Moses. So do you people see that you cannot follow the law of this land? Do you people see that you cannot follow the laws of this world and say you are pleasing the God of Israel, the creator, the one that put us here? It's not going to work, Pete. It's not going to work. It have not never worked. The children of Israel didn't work way back then with them when they try to do it their way and what they want, and it ain't going to work today. You must do what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do, Hebrews. And Israel, you must do it. You must do it. You can't throw it under the carpet no longer. You can't throw it under the rug no longer. You cannot pretend that you are serving God, you call it, and say to yourself and teach your children that you don't have to keep the law. You only got to keep the Ten Commandments, or you under the New Testament, or you under grace, or you under Jesus. You ain't got to keep the law no more. You can't. It's not gonna happen, Pete. You're not gonna be allowed to do that any longer. I'm telling you what I know prophetically. You are not gonna be allowed to do that any longer. The grace period is over now. The grace period is over now, people. If y'all haven't realized that, then I'm here to let you know the grace period is come to an end. You're going to either keep the God of Israel law, his name is Ahiah, but you won't be here. Or you won't be here. And it's that simple, people. And I'm not speaking to you nothing that's not written already. What I just said to you is already written in the Bible. It's already written in the Hebrew scrolls, what I just said to you. The children of Israel did not want to keep the law. And guess what? They wasn't here. Millions of them died in Jerusalem. Millions. Millions. So no, I'm not teaching something that's not biblical. What I just said is the prophetic, and what I just said is biblical. I don't know what you've been learning from your leaders and your pastors and your bishops and your elders. I know what they've been teaching you. They've been teaching you that the law is done away and the law ain't no good. It's obsolete. You're under grace and you're under the New Testament. And the Hebrew Israelites, they just teach the dietary law and the ceremonial law, and that's it. And a few other laws they throw at the people. But they're not going into the law, people. So, no. You either keep it or you will be just like your ancestors. And you already know what happened to them in Jerusalem. Next law. So, this is a statute and a judgment. That's what it is. The God of Israel made a judgment with the children of Israel when they was in the wilderness and told them, no, if a Hebrew man die, you got to get an inheritance like this. That's a judgment. And it's a statute of judgment, Numbers 21:11, but law number 232. It's a statute of judgment, meaning that you cannot break it. And when you do, there is consequences. And that's why all you people sick and half dead and dying from cancer and all kind of stuff wrong with us, because we've been obeying the law of the land all of our lives. That's all we ever been taught. That's all we ever knew, is obey the people that have rule over us. It's our oppressors. And disobey the God that put us here in this earth. That's what we've been taught. Disobey the God that put us in this earth. Disobey the Creator. And uphold your oppressors. And do whatever they tell you to do. And the only thing you got to do for the God of the Bible, just sing a church song to him. See, this how you've been taught, people. This how you've been taught. Absolutely madness. All you got to do is sing to God. Just give him a little church song. Go to your church services on the Sabbath and your Sunday service and your Bible study. And that's all you got to do for God. That's what y'all call him, God or the Most High. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. You people got to be absolutely out your damn minds to think that the God of Israel, a wise God, a powerful God, a God of, you got to be out your mind to think that he's happy with that. It's so many scriptures in the Bible tell you, take your songs away from me. Take your noise away from me. Take it away from me. I don't want to hear your songs, your melody no more. Who y'all people think he's talking about? He's talking about you. He's talking about you and your ancestors. Who else is he talking about? When he say, take the noise of your vows and your melody away from me. It's a stink to my nostril. Who do you people think he's talking about? He are talking about you Christians and you Hebrew Israelites and you Buddhas and you Mormons fault. It's the law, people. I didn't come to play with you, Matt. I come to give you truth, knowledge, and wisdom and understanding that comes from the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What you people don't have. You don't have it. Because you've never been taught about the real God. And that's why you don't have it. The God you've been entertaining and running up to and praying to and talking to, he's not the God of Israel. You people haven't figured that out yet. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no joy. You ain't got no love. You ain't got no peace. You don't have absolute, you don't have no wealth. You don't have no health. You don't have nothing. You and your children have absolutely nothing. And you still want to believe that you're calling on the real God. How slow-minded are you people? Next law, number 233 of the 613 laws written up in the Torah. Law number 233, to judge cases of damage caused by an uncovered pit. An uncovered pit. Exodus 21:33. Let's get that law. Exodus 21:33, people. Come on. Teach y'all something. Going to help you in life. Because everything you've been learning have not helped you up until now. Everything that you have learned in this earth up until now have not helped you or your children. At all. At all. Now, you tell me a lot. Come on over here. If I'm lying, come to this platform and tell me and show me that I'm telling a lie. What help have you had? Then you own the white man gave it to you on interest. Everything that you own, everything that you have, the white man gave it to you on interest. Exodus 21:33. People ain't serving no God, man. Y'all not serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're not serving the God of Moses. You're not. Even your ancestors, the children of Israel, when they was in Jerusalem, was not serving the God of Israel. And that's why he killed them, sold them out of their own land. You ain't playing with no God. You don't know, people. You don't know and understand who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. Excuse me. Exodus 21:35 for law number 233. Exodus. Look what it says. Laws about restitution. Laws about restitution. Exodus 21:33. And if a man shall open a pit, P-I-T, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. Yes, the children of Israel had their own animals, their own food, their own everything. What do you people have? What do you people have, Hebrews? Absolutely nothing. Because you're too busy loving the law of the land and the people that set it up. Too busy, you're too in love with them and their gods and their religion and all the stuff that they have put in here to hurt you people and to deceive you and to keep you away from the God of Israel. So this is talking about paying somebody back. They use that word when you go to court. When you go to court for the law of the land, they use the word restitution. You got to pay somebody back for what they did. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall in it, the owner of the pit, the one that dug the pit, the one that made the pit shall make it good. He got to pay. He got to pay. He got to pay the man that lost his donkey or his cow in the pit that he dug. He must pay. That's how much the God of Israel loved his creation. That's how much the God of Israel loves his animals. He made laws for his animals just like he made laws for his people. He made laws for his trees. He made laws for his grass. He made laws for everything that he created in this earth. There is a law for everything that the God of Abraham created in this earth. People don't know that. And you ain't trying to know it. Exodus 21:34 now. The owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. So guess what? The man that dug the pit and left it uncovered, and the man down the street took his cow down that way, and his cow fell in the pit, and he died. The owner, the man that built the pit, he got to pay the man money that lost his cow. And guess what? The Bible say right here in the Torah that he can have the dead animal. The dead animal belongs to him, because he the one dug the pit, and he going to pay for the dead animal. He going to pay for the dead animal. He's going to pay for the dead animal. This is God's law, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The law of the land, I don't even know if they even care about an animal. I doubt it, because they cloning up all of them, putting all kind of poison up in them, all kind of vaccines and shots and steroids. No, they don't care about no animal. They want to make their own animals. They want to make their own animal, clone their own animals and all that. No, they don't respect the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a highest creation. And you people don't either. Next law. Next law, people. Law number 234. To judge cases of injuries caused by beasts. Exodus 21:35-36 verse. Same chapter. Let's go to verse 35. And if one man ox hurt another, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it. And the dead ox also they shall divide. Let me read that again. Let me read that again. No, it's not important to you people, because you don't got no animals. You ain't got your own food. You don't have nothing. So no, this is not important to you, because you feel that what I am reading here is obsolete because it's old fashioned. And that's why you people are hungry. And that's why you people got to run to a grocery store and wait on some white, blue, purple man to open up their market and give you some food. That's exactly why. And that's why the food that they are giving you is killing you. It's killing you. It's making you sick with all kind of diseases. Yeah. Yeah. Because the God of Israel never told you to eat in no market and no grocery store. The law of the land set all that up. That's why you people sick. Because you're doing something that he told you not to do. You are rebellious. You are a sinner. You are wicked. You are evil. You're going to go against the God of Israel, the one that put you here to make some man happy. So it say here about the, and one man ox hurt another that he died. They should sell the live ox and divide it, the money for it, and the dead ox also. They should divide. So I guess this is two oxes fighting against each other. It's a law for that. Next law. Law number 235. To adjudicate cases. To adjudicate cases of damage caused by fire. Law number 235. Let me go back up. I missed one. That was law number 234 that I just read about the ox and about the beast. I'm at law number 235. To adjudicate cases of damage caused by trespass of cattle. 22:4. Let's get that. If the thief be certainly found in his hands alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. Let me go up a little bit. Let me go to verse 3. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him. For he shall make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. Let me go up. I want to get some understanding right here. 22:1. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it, or sell it, he shall restore five ox for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. So if a Hebrew man, or a Gentile man, any man that want to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, must keep the law. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five ox for an ox. So one ox, he's going to have to give back five. If he steal an ox from his next door neighbor down the street or a sheep and he kill it or sell it, he's going to have to restore the owner of the ox and the sheep five ox for one ox and four sheep for one sheep. So he's going to have to pay him double, triple, triple, triple. That's how important it is to the God of Abraham about his animals. He respect and love all of his animals. He respect and love his creation. Respect and love. And you just look at them like they goats or they dogs or they cows or they donkeys. You just look at them like they are. But no, they are special. They are special in the eyes of the God of Israel. And that's why he made laws for them also. So man don't mistreat them and do them wrong and disrespect them and disrespect him. Exodus 22:2. And if a thief be found breaking up and be smitten, that he die. If a thief be found breaking in somebody's house and somebody kill him, that he die, there should no blood be shed for him. So he broke in somebody's house and the man killed him. The Bible say right here that there should be no blood shed for him. Why? Because he didn't have no business breaking in nobody's house. It's against the God of Israel, up under the law, to break in someone's house. Now the law of the land, if you break in somebody's house and you kill that person for breaking in your house, then guess what? You're going to go to prison. You're going to go to jail, man. You're going to go to prison. And the man broke in your house and took your stuff, and you was only protecting you and your family. You're going to go to jail for that. Yes. But the God of Israel said, no, you will not go to jail. There should be no blood shed for him. Exodus 22:3. You see the difference in the law of the land and the law of the God of Israel. It's a big difference, people. It's a huge, huge, huge difference. Huge difference. If the sun be risen upon him, there should be blood shed for him. But he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his staff. Yes. Another law. Another law. Next law, Pete. Law number 236. To adjudicate cases of damage caused by fire. Exodus 22:5. Let's go to Exodus 22:5. If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, he shall make restitution. He got to pay the owner of the vineyard back. You cannot go up in another man's field and eat whatever you want to eat without permission from the one that owned the field. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten and shall put in his beast to eat too, so he's going to put his animal in there, his donkey in there, his cow in there. They're going to eat too. He's going to eat too out the vineyard, the grape yard, or the olive yard, whatever they had growing there. He's going to put himself in there. He's going to put the beast in there, and shall feed in another man's field of the best of his own field. And of the best of his own vineyard shall he make restitution. So he's going to have to pay this man back. He's going to have to give everything, the best that he has of his field and the best vineyards that he has. He's going to have to pay it back to the man field that he went in and ate. Yes, people. Yes. Didn't I just tell you that the God of Israel have a law for his fruit trees and his vineyards and his olive trees? Didn't I just tell you that? Everything that he created, he made a law for it. He made a law for all his creation. Law number 236, to adjudicate cases of, okay, we went to that. Law number 237, that's the one we on right now, to adjudicate cases of damage caused by a gratuitous depository. Exodus 22, verse 6 to 7. Same chapter, just go to verse 6 to 7. If fire break out and catches in thrones so that the stack of corn or the standing corn of the field be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. You cannot burn up nobody's cornfield. You got to pay it back. You shall surely make restitution. You cannot. If the field catch on fire, but a man had his thorns and had his stacks of corn, you must make restitution up under the law. Up under the law. Verse 7. And if a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. So if I give somebody $100, my next door neighbor, and I tell him I need you to keep this money till tomorrow, and I'll come tomorrow at 12 o'clock and get it, and somebody break in his house and take the money that I gave him, he said that the thief that broke in the man's house, he must pay me double. So that's $200. Instead of him paying me $100, he's going to have to pay me $200 for breaking in my next door neighbor, taking the $100 that I gave my neighbor to hold for me till tomorrow. He's going to have to pay me $200. Verse 7, Exodus 22, 7. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money, okay, I read that. Next law, people. Next law. Law number 237, to adjudicate cases. Law number 238. Let me get my marker so I can mark this. Law number 238. To adjudicate other cases between a plaintiff and a defendant. Exodus 22:8. Same chapter, 8 verse. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he had put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. One moment. Give me a minute. Oh, water. Excuse me, people. One moment. Excuse me. So if the thief be not found, so if I give my neighbor $100 and he said, yeah, somebody broke in the house and they took your $100 and we don't know where the man is. But look what the Bible say right here in Exodus 22:8. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges, to the Hebrew judges. When we was in Jerusalem, we had our own government system, our own government structure. We had our own everything. So they had to bring him to the judges to see whether he had put his hand unto his neighbor's good. Okay? So you just because he say somebody broke in the house and took my $100, I don't have to believe that. I can take him to the judges, and the judges will judge whether it's a righteous judgment or is he lying. Or is he lying? Okay? A beautiful law to understand. A beautiful law to know. As he views. As he views. It's a beautiful law to know how you operate with one another. How you operate with one another. This is what the God of Israel is telling us. How to operate with one another. There is laws of operation, how we operate, how we talk, how we treat one another. Everything is there, people. Everything is there. No, you don't take him to no white man to judge him. You don't take him to the court system, the law of the land, if you are a real Hebrew man and a real Hebrew woman. We don't have our judges because we are not a kingdom yet. We are divided right now. We are divided as a people. We are scattered all over the earth because our ancestors refused to keep the God of Israel law. So he scattered them all over the earth. And that's why we, their children, is everywhere. We don't have no judges. Because the children of Israel, most of them don't even know that they are Israel. They think that they somebody else. So what, without our judges, all we can do is we can read the law and we can go to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, higher, and we can talk to him about what we need to do as a Hebrew people. How do we deal with this? A situation. How do we handle this situation, Father? What do we need to do? Since we don't have our judicial system, what do we do as Hebrews? What we do just what the law tells us to do. We do just what the law tells us to do. That's what we got to do, people. Law number 239, not to curse a judge. Exodus 22:27, not to curse a judge. It's talking about a Hebrew judge now, okay? This is the law for the 12 tribes of Israel. Exodus 22:27, not to curse a judge. For that is his covering only. Next law. Law number 240. That one who possess evidence shall testify in court. Leviticus 5:11. Leviticus 5:11. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sins shall bring for his offering the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. Excuse me. Leviticus 5:1. I'm sorry, people. I was reading the wrong one. Leviticus 5:1. And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness whether he have seen or know it, or if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. If a soul see it and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness of someone swearing or someone sinning, whether he have seen or know of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. So if I see my brother or my sister committing a sin up under the law, up under the Torah, if I see them sin and I'm a witness of them sinning, I'm a witness of them swearing and sinning against the God of Israel, what he told them not to do, whether he have seen it or know of it. If I know about it or seen it, and I do not utter it and don't tell nobody that this man or this woman or my brother or my sister have did wrong, have broke the law, I shall bear his iniquity. The one that I'm trying to protect, and I don't want to tell on, and I don't want nobody to know what he done done or she done done, guess what the Bible say right here in Leviticus 5:1? You're going to bear their iniquity. Whatever punishment it is for the sin and the trespass that he committed, you're going to bear his iniquity. So that's why, people, it's best if you see somebody doing something wrong, it's best for you to bring it towards their attention that they are breaking the law and they going against the God of Israel. Because if you just sit there and let somebody do something wrong against the law, then you're going to bear the iniquity of that person, because you already know what he's doing is wrong. What he's doing is wrong. What she's doing is wrong. And you refuse to utter it, or you refuse to tell somebody about it, or you refuse to correct them. You're going to bear their iniquity. Next law, law number 241. Yes, people, this one is all about court procedures and witnesses and things like that that you have to do according to the law. Law number 241. Not to testify falsely. Exodus 20:13. Not to testify falsely. The law of the land, they got all kind of witnesses. When you go to court, they got all kind of people telling you what they done, telling the judge. They seen you doing this. They seen you doing that. Exodus 20:13 for law number 241. Not to testify falsely. 20:13. Of Exodus. 20:13 of Exodus, people. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false against, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus 20:16. You cannot bear false witness against your Hebrew brother or your Hebrew sister or your Gentile. You cannot bear false witness against one another, Hebrews. And y'all do it all the time. We are so guilty of this one. We are so guilty of this law, bearing false witness against our neighbor. Just because you don't like them, just because you don't want them around you, you don't want to be bothered with them. You got all kind of reasons why you tell lies on other people. All kind of reasons. That's against the God he is, where he told you not to do it. But you still want to say you saved and you with Jesus and you with God. And you bear all kind of false witnesses against your neighbor. Law number 242. One moment, people.
Celia, could you please, can't you hear him cry? That means he is hungry. He is hungry. The little ones, put them some grain on the back porch, please. Okay? That's why I say you're so insensitive to animals and to a highest creation.
So insensitive, man. So insensitive. It's a shame, man. These people so, excuse you. Yes, Ahaya. Please, God, help me out of this mess. 242. Law number 242, that a witness who has testified in a capital case shall not lay down the law in that particular case. Numbers 35:30. We're going to finish all of these people, and then I have some scriptures in the Bible that I need to read today. We're going to finish all of these, and then we're going to pick it up next week, which would be Saturday, I mean. We're going to pick it up Saturday at law number 248 for the same topic, for the same topic. Okay, law number 242. That a witness who have testified in a capital case should not lay down the law in that particular case. Numbers 35:30. Let's get that. Law and land. Y'all love it, don't you? Yeah, y'all love the laws of this land. And the gods of the land with it. 35:30. Yes. 35:30. Whosoever kill any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. By one witness shall not testify against another, against any person to cause him to die. You got to have more than one witness to say. Whosoever kill any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. By one witness shall not testify against another, against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. So when someone commit murder and kill someone, up under the law of the God of Israel, they had to be put to death with at least two witnesses. Just one witness wasn't good enough. It had to be two witnesses. They had to be put to death. And it's verses in the Bible that tell you it's certain reasons. We need to know the motive. The motive to why he put the person to death. Because there's certain laws up out of the God of Israel that stipulate when someone kills someone, what was the reason why? What was the reason? Was it because he was protecting himself or protecting his family? Or what was the reason why he put the person to death? So you have to have a legit reason up under the law, up under the Torah, why you're going to put this man or this woman to death. Okay? It has to be a legit reason up under the law. And the law of this land the law of this land, you can clearly see. You can clearly see that sometimes they put innocent people to death and let the rapists and the murderers and all them people go free. And so many people don't die in the hands of the law of this land that was innocent, that didn't do nothing, that didn't do anything. Unrighteous judgment. That's what it's called. Unrighteous judgment. Law number 243, that a transgressor should not testify. Exodus 23:1. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not raise a false report. You cannot lie on nobody. But thou put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. A sinner cannot be a witness. A sinner cannot be the witness of another man or another woman's life when they in judgment, being under judgment. A transgressor is not allowed up under the Hebrew governmental structure to say somebody did this or did that. They are sinners themselves. It doesn't matter what who they is and what they is in this earth today. See the difference in the God of Israel, Lord, how perfect, how beautiful, how holy, how righteous, how true it is against the law of this world. A transgressor cannot testify in the court of the children of Israel. They was not allowed. What is a transgressor? Anybody that break the law is a transgressor. Anybody that break the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, is a transgressor. A sinner. That's what a transgressor is. And you've been taught that the law done away with, so you don't have to keep it. And who taught you that? Did the God of Israel tell you that? No, he did not. Who told you that the law is done away and you don't have to keep the very people, the very, very, very people that have enslaved generations and generations and generations of people, those very same people, because they want you to keep their law. They want you to uphold their gods. They want you to uphold their system. They want you to uphold their way. They want you to eat their animals. See the difference, people? That's why the God of Israel is so fierce and angry and upset right now. Because you chose him, Hebrews. You chose him, Christians. You chose the people of this earth that set up all these laws over the God that put you here. Wow, ain't that deep? That's real deep, right, people? I can hear some of y'all talking. What is that sister talking about? What I know? That's what I'm talking about. What I know and what I have witnessed as his prophet. That's what I'm talking about. What I know and what I have witnessed as his prophet. Yeah, y'all uphold it. You believe that demonic, debatable stuff that they teach you about the law of God that is no good and you don't have to keep it no more. So if you don't want to keep his law, then why do you think, why do you need him to be your God? What is the reason behind that? You don't want to keep his law and do what he told you to do. Why is it that you want him to be your God? That don't make sense to me, people. Anybody, I don't want to keep his law and have nothing to do with what he told me to do. I'm not going to say he's my God. No, he's not your God. Your God is the God of this world. That's the system and the law that you are upholding. The laws of this land and their system. That's what it's all about, people. And that's why all you people are sick today. Sick. Sick. So much sickness and illnesses and sick people. Next law. Law number 244. After that, I have three more, and I'm going to go into the Bible. Law number 244, that the court should not accept the testimony of a close relative of the defendant in matters of capital punishment. Deuteronomy 24:16. Let's read that. Got a little bit of time left, people. Go through some scriptures in the Bible. Deuteronomy 24:16. The father should not put to death, fathers shall not be put to death for the children. Neither should the children be put to death for the father. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Next law. Law number 245. Not to hear one of the parties to a suit in the absence of another party. Exodus 23:1. Let's read that. Thou should not raise a false report, but put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Law number 246, to examine witnesses duly. Deuteronomy 13:15. Deuteronomy. Thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. I don't know. That don't sound too. Desire a witness duly. Okay. Law number 247, not to desire to decide a case on the evidence of a single witness. Deuteronomy 19:15. I think we read that one, people. Yeah, let me check. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, and any sin that he sinneth at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses. Should a matter be established. So you got to have two or three witnesses. You cannot just have one witness and say that that person did this and that person did that. You must have two or three witnesses to build your case righteously. Righteously. If you try to build a case with one witness, that's against the God of Israel. That's against the God of Israel law, and you cannot do that. Today, they don't even need no witnesses. They just throw you in jail. You got to sign what? The law of the land, you sign, what is it, a plea deal, they call it. A plea deal. A plea deal. You just sign and say, yeah, I accept what you want me to say. A plea deal, meaning that you accept the punishment that they're going to give you without any witnesses. Oh, my God, people. This is such a so satanic law in this earth. They convincing the people to sign plea deals. Plea deals. Without any witnesses, without anybody. And then the lawyer that represent you, he tell you, oh, well, if you don't sign the plea deal, you might get more time than what they want to give you. See all this stuff, people? You might get 10 years with the plea deal. You could get 5 years. No witnesses. Nobody to say nothing about the case, what they're accusing you of. It's against the God of Israel. This is an unrighteous, wicked society. Unrighteous and wicked society that we are living in. That we are living in. And you people keep upholding it. Every year they come with a new Congress, a new president. You people just keep upholding it. Keep upholding it. Keep upholding it. Long as you people keep upholding it, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it. Long as you people keep upholding it, the law of the land, they're going to keep on doing it. Y'all haven't figured that out yet. The only power that they have over you is the power that you give them. The only power that they have over you people is the power that you give them over you and your children. Next law, people. Yes. That's it, people. With that, people, we're going to pick it up Saturday. We're going to pick it up Saturday. That part of the law was the court and judicial procedures, the way the court system's supposed to be read righteously. Righteously, not unrighteous, but righteously. Righteously. That's why the God of Israel set up the laws in the earth, because he want his earth to be read righteously. And he told the children of Israel, our ancestors, to present the law to the world, to present the law to the world and make sure that they enforce the law of the God of Israel. But because we went against the God of Israel and against the law, our ancestors and what he told us to do, this is why we living in a lawless world today. And these people got power and rulership in this earth because the children of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, have been divided and torn in half and split up and scattered all over the earth. They're the only ones in the earth, the 12 tribes, can represent the God of Israel, or higher is his name. We are the only ones in the earth can represent him. We are the only ones in the earth that can enforce his law, his 613 laws. We are the only ones that can enforce his law in the earth. And guess what? The people that set up the laws of this land, they know that. And that's why they keep... That's why they tell you that you're somebody else. That's why they tell you and teaches you and your children that you're somebody else. And that your God name is Jesus. And your God name is Buddha. And your God name is Allah. Your God name is this. And your God name is that. As long as they keep you believing the lie, they stay in power over you. They stay in power over you as long as you keep believing the fairy tale. Because that's exactly what it is, a fairy tale. You think the Bible is a fairy tale book? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you just open it up, if you just open it up to read, to understand, and ask the God of Israel to give you knowledge and wisdom to understand it, you will see that the law of the law of the land is the fairy tale. That's the fairy tale. All their gods and all their rules and all the stuff they done set up. And the Torah, the Mitzvah, the law of the God of Israel, Ahayah, is the truth. Is the truth. 100% truth. Without their injections. So next week, I'll keep saying next week. Saturday, we're going to pick it up right here, law number 248. Still talking about the judicial procedures. We're going to pick it up at 248 Saturday. And I'm going to go into the Torah right now, into the book of Ezekiel. I'm going to go into the Tanakh, the prophet, the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel. Let me see how much time I have, people. I have a little bit of time. I can finish this. The book of Ezekiel. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elishaba. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 13. Audio number 13. We got all the way up to law number 248. We're going to pick it up Saturday where we left off. We're going to go into the Bible now, the King James Version translated Bible up out of the Hebrew scrolls. We're going to go to... Because that's exactly what it is, a translated version. It's not the Hebrew scrolls. We're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 7. Ezekiel chapter 7, people. So that was really good, teaching all about the judicial procedures, like when you go to court, when you have to file a lawsuit against somebody, when somebody murders somebody, when someone, have animals like the Hebrews, it's talking about Hebrews, when you have animals, how to treat your animals, how the neighbors have to treat your animals, and it just went through a whole lot of civil laws. I told you, the law of the God of Israel is made up of civil, dietary, ceremonial, and more. Moral, civil, dietary, and ceremonial. Those are the five different sections. The four different sections of the Hebrew law. Moral, ceremonial, civil, and dietary. So today we was teaching you up under the civil part of the law of the God of Israel. The civil, the way you treat each other, the way you treat one another, the way you treat animals, things you can do when somebody go to court and the inheritance of a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, how you got to handle the inheritance that the man or the woman leave. So the law is beautiful, people. The law is beautiful and it's perfect. It is perfect and it's upright. I want to keep something that's perfect, beautiful, and upright. I would love to uphold that and not the law of the land. Hold on, people.
Just a while.
All right, people. Ezekiel chapter 7. Ezekiel chapter 7. Ezekiel 7. You ready? Go. Ezekiel 7. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 1. The day of the wrath of Ahijah. That's what we're going to be reading now. The day of the wrath of Ahijah. We at that time right now, prophetically speaking, we are at that hour. We are at that hour. We at the front door of the day of the wrath of Ahijah. The very front entrance, people. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 1. Moreover, the word of Ahijah came unto me, saying, also thy son of man, thus said Ahijah God unto the land of Israel, and in the end is come. That's what he said to our ancestors way back then when they was in Jerusalem. And that's what he said to Israel today that has been scattered all over the earth and other parts of the world. We are Jerusalem. We are Jerusalem. We are his temple. We are his body. Talking about the 12 tribes. We are Jerusalem. We are Israel. The end have come on the four corners of the land. The children of Israel, our ancestors, they were sinning so bad. They was doing so much evil and so much wickedness against the God of Israel and against his law. He told Ezekiel, his prophet, to tell them, the end is come. It's time now, Ezekiel. Corners of the land. So you know what that means, people? No one was getting away. No one was going to escape. Only who the God of Israel wanted to escape. Let me say it again. Only who the God of Israel want to escape. Verse 3, Ezekiel 7. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thy abominations. All thy abominations. The children of Israel did not quit, people. They did not quit. No matter what Jeremiah said, no matter what Ezekiel said, Isaiah said, Elijah said, they would not stop sinning and serving other gods and going against the God of Israel law. And he said, the end is upon thee. We are at the end, people. We are at the end, people. Ekosi Ahijah. Ekosi Ahijah. Ekosi. That's what I was told this morning when I was praying. Ekosi Ahijah. And disasters is here, people. Now is the end come upon thee. You've been partying and having your fun and running around for many years and many generations and many centuries, just like our ancestors did, Hebrews, Christians. But the end is come upon thee. The same people, the children of Israel, we they children, the end has come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, See, that's what you are witnessing in the earth right now, that you people have not realized and figured out yet. You're still trying to put it on the devil. The devil. The devil. Still trying to put it on the white man and the government and Bill Gates and all these people. The end is come upon you. And I will send my anger upon you. You see, no devil nowhere here in Ezekiel 7, verse 3. Ain't no devil, ain't no government, ain't nobody but the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. I will send my anger upon thee and will judge you according to your ways. You are being judged right now, Hebrews. You are being judged right now, Gentiles. You are being judged right now, Christians, according to your ways. And that's why everybody's sick and dying and death and all kind of stuff going on. We are being judged according to our ways. What we have done in this earth. Why we have done what we have done. Who we have done it to. You have done it to the God of Israel, the Creator, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Mother, Mother Earth, his holy angels. You done things to them too. According to your ways, I will judge you. I will recompense upon you all your abominations. All your abominations, Hebrews. Creakly idolatry. That's the abominations he's talking about. Hebrew number 8:4-4:1 for abomination. Properly something disgusting morally, that is especially idolatry or an idol. Abominable custom thing. Abomination. Idol. Idolatry. I will pay you back. I will recompense. Ascribe, assign, avenge. Recompense right here in Ezekiel 7:3. It's Hebrew number 5:4-1:4. To give, use a great latitude of application. Put, make, add, apply, appoint, ascribe, assign, avenge. Avenge, bestow, bring forth, grant. He said, I will recompense upon thee all thy abominations, all your idols, all your adultery, everything that you have loved and worshiped over the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all your idols. Everything that you do every day, run to, and you ain't got time for him. Only time you got for him is when you go to church on Sunday. And when you go to your Hebrew Israelite services on Saturday, your YouTube videos. That's the only time you got. The other time you working and going and chasing your idols and committing all your idolatry against the God that put you here. The day of the wrath of Ahiah is here. He said, I'm going to pay you back for all your abominations. No, the government can't help you. No, the government cannot stop the God of Israel. The government cannot stop the God of Israel. He all power, people. He is all power. Verse 4, Ezekiel 7. And my eyes shall not spare, he say. My eyes shall not spare. I'm not going to have no pity on you. I'm not going to have no pity on your children. I'm not going to have no pity on your mama. I'm not going to have no pity on your daddy. I'm not going to have no pity on your brother. No one. My eyes shall not spare. I'm going to pay you people back for everything that y'all have done to me. I will not pity. I will not spare thee. Neither will I have pity. You will not be spared, people. You are at the end right now. You are at the end right now. I read in the news that over 500-600 people have died from the heat waves. We in a mega drought all over the earth. I read in the news 1 million cattle have died in Mexico. 1 million cattle. 1 million this year alone have died in Mexico. We in a great, great drought. The end is here. He said, verse 4, and my eyes should not spare these, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thy abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I am a hire. What is the abomination that's in the midst of the children of Israel? What is the abomination that's in the midst of the Gentile? All your gods. All your gods, all your idols is the abominations that's in the midst of you. That's what it is. The law of the land have set up many abominations for you to run to every day. It's in the midst of you, Israel. It's in the midst of you, Hebrews. Can't you see we at the end, and it's talking about he going to pay you back, and he ain't going to pity you, and he ain't going to spare you, and your abominations is in the midst of you. All your abominations is everything that you see closed right now. All your big vacations, idolatry. All your big football games, baseball games, movie theaters, all this stuff that you see up in this earth is an abomination in the midst of thee. All your church buildings, all your church service, all your worship is an abomination in the midst of thee. All your education, everything you love, and it's in the, your jobs, your abominations are in the midst of thee. So that means everything that you people love is an abomination. It's in the midst of thee. You rather love that and deceive yourself and say, yeah, God is my father. Yeah, God. No. You know who your father is, who your real father is. The people that set up the law of this land is your fathers. And Satan is your God. Your abominations is in the midst of thee. Ezekiel 7, verse 5, people. Thus said a higher God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. He told the children of Israel, he told Ezekiel to tell the children of Israel, an evil, behold, only evil. That's all you have in this earth. That's all you had back then. And that's all you have today. Evil. Nothing but evil. Evil. Behold, it's come. Only evil. Behold, it's come. There's nothing good in this earth, people. You've been deceived. You've been deceived very, very bad. It's only evil. It's no peace. It's no love. It's no gratitude. Only evil, he say. Verse 6. End is come. The end is come. It watch it for thee. Behold, it is come. The end is come. It's only evil now. It's only evil now, people. You people are evil. And that's why the end has come. You've been in the COVID-19, they want to call it, for almost 2 years. And your world's still not open. And I told you that a year and a half ago, and it ain't going to open. Because the God of Israel don't have no reason to open it. Again, this is his world. You think it's open because of a bar or a restaurant? That's not, the world is still closed, people. You can't get your driver's license. You can't go nowhere unless you make appointments and call people and all kind of stuff. The world is still closed. But they got you people, the lawless land, the people that rule it, they have you thinking that it's open because you can go get some food, go to a restaurant, or you can go to the mall and buy you some Jordans. Or you can go get your weave hair done or your booty shot. So, you know, they're giving you a little convenience things to deceive you, to make you think that the world is open. But it's not. But it is not. The end is come. Ecosy have come. The end. And the end is come. The end is come. It watch it for thee. All of these generations and all of these centuries that we and our ancestors have been doing ungodly, wicked, evil things in this earth. The end have been watching for us. It's been watching. Now that the God of Israel, high is his name, he have observed this earth. He have observed everybody in it and what they're doing and what they want to do and how they're doing. He said, guess what? It's been watching. But now it's here. It's here. It's here, people. You haven't seen nothing, people. What he told me today in prayer, I'm not going to even tell you because he's not telling me to tell you. The end is come. Verse 7 of Ezekiel 7. The morning is come unto thee. O thou that dwellest in the land. I'm in overtime now. The time is come. The day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of mountains. That's why millions died in Jerusalem. Millions of our ancestors, millions are dying right now today. There's nothing new, nothing different. It's the same stuff. For your evil. For your evil. It's only evil in the earth. Just like the children of Israel, they was committing evil. In Jerusalem, they committed evil today all over the earth. We've been scattered. Jew and Gentile committed evil. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. Talking about our ancestors, the children of Israel. That day came. That hour came. That moment came. The end came. That he kicked them all out. He kicked every last one. All that he didn't kick out, he killed. He killed them because he told them, I'm not going to spare you. I'm not going to have no pity. None of that. I'm going to take you out. Tell them, Jeremiah. Tell them, Ezekiel. Tell them, Ezekiel, I'm going to take them out. And it's come upon the land. What land? The law of the land. The end has come. The time is come. The day of trouble is near. And not the sounding again of the mountain. Ezekiel 7. Now will I shortly pour out my fury. Listen to me, people. Listen to the God of Israel. Listen to the God of Moses. Listen to the God of Elijah. Listen to the God of Abraham. Listen to the God of Jacob. Now will I shortly, in a minute, people. Remember I told you that 2-3 weeks ago. He told me to tell you in the minute. We at that minute now, people. We are at that minute. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish my anger upon you. And I will judge you according to thy way. And I will recompense thee for all thy abomination. What ways do you people have? Because the God of Abraham is going to judge you according to your ways. Think about what kind of person you are. Think about what you have done with your life. Think about what you're doing with your time every day. Every day, all day long. Think about what you're doing to the God of Israel that he want to pour out his fury on you and his anger on you. Ain't no devil here. Ain't nobody here but the God of Israel. He the one going to hurt you. He the one going to kill you. He the one going to destroy you people for your evil. It say, Ezekiel 7, verse 8, now will I surely pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish my anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and I will recompense thee for all thy abominations. What is that? All your gods, all your idols, everything that you spend all your day on, every day that thing you spend all your time on. Fury, right here in Ezekiel 7, verse 8, fury is Hebrew number 25:34. It's a heat, figuratively anger, poison from its fever. Y'all hear that? Let me say that again, people. COVID-19, the Delta variant, Ezekiel 7, 8, now will I shortly pour out my fury. Hebrew number 2:5-3:4 for fury, heat, figuratively anger, poison from its fever, COVID-19, fever, poison from its fever, anger, bottles, hot displeasure, furiously heated, indignation, poison, rage, wrathful. Poison from its fever. It's poison, people. How can you get rid of poison that's coming from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? How can you get rid of the fever that's coming from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in his wrath, in his anger, in his furiousness? He's sending a fever to you, poisoning you. He's poisoning you. Making you sick. For all your abomination. Verse 9. And my eyes should not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways, and thy abominations that are in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I am a hire that smiteth. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9. For the word smiteth is Hebrew number 5221. Smiteth, to strike lightly or severely, literally or figuratively, beat, cast forth, wounds, indeed, kill, make, slaughter, murder, punish, slaughter, slay, smite. Who is killing you? The God of Israel, people. The God of Israel. I am a higher that smiteth. The word smite means kill, wound, destroy. It's me that's doing it. A higher, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. I will not pity. My eyes will not spare, but I will recompense you according to your ways. According to your ways. Behold the day. Behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor any of theirs. Neither shall there be wailing for them. Time has come. The day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice. All you people making money, selling stuff, buying stuff. Don't rejoice. Don't rejoice in what you doing, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitudes thereof. Wrath is upon the whole entire earth. The wrath of the God of Israel. Ain't no need you rejoicing. Like you going to do that $1 million sale and you going to do this and you going to do that. No. The wrath is upon all the multitudes thereof. Everybody got to be dealt with. My allergies is up. My eyes is running. I don't know what's going on here. Ezekiel 7:13, for the seller should not return to that which he sold, although they were yet alive. Look at this, people. For the vision is touching the whole multitude there which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in iniquity of his life. It's over, people. It is absolutely finished. The seller, the buyer, you will not strengthen yourself. You will not strengthen yourself in the iniquity of his life. You people have committed so much adultery and so much fornication and so much sin. And so much evil and so much wickedness against the God that put you here, higher, the God of Israel. You have committed so much. You will not strengthen yourself. You will not strengthen yourselves in the iniquity of his life. That's why they can't open everything. They won't be able to, because the God of Israel will not let them. Because you will not be strengthened in the life of your iniquity any longer. Any longer. He's not going to let you continue to do the things you've been doing all your life. He's not going to let you no more. And that's why he sent the plagues and the pestilence and the disease and the sickness. So you won't strengthen yourself in the iniquity of your life. You have committed iniquity. You have committed abominations, Hebrews. Christians, you have committed abominations. All of you people. The wrath is upon the whole multitude. all 12 tribes, Gentiles, everybody. Verse 14 of Ezekiel 7. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none go into the battle. For my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. Everybody. The wrath of God, the God of Israel, is upon us. Is upon us. Yes. They have already blown the trumpet. The angels have been blowing the trumpet. But you people can't hear the trumpet telling you to get ready, prepare to meet your God, do what the God of Israel want you to do. Prepare, get ready, it's going down. The angels have been blowing the trumpet and you people not even getting ready for the battle. You're not even getting ready for the battle. The day of wrath, the day of his furiousness. The day of plagues and pestilence and all kind of diseases and stuff is upon us in this earth. All you can hear is your leaders and your pastors and what they said and what they talking about. And they ain't talking about nothing. They not talking about nothing, absolutely nothing that's going to help you. All they keep telling you is get ready for Jesus, get ready for Christ. You know, that's all they telling you. It's going to be all right, but that ain't what the Bible's telling us. The Bible's not telling us it's going to be all right. The book of Ezekiel chapter 7 is not telling us it's going to be all right, people. They giving you false hope. False hope. You not being prepared for the battle. That battle is the God of Israel coming to hurt and kill his enemies. The people that have committed iniquity in their life. Sinners. That have went against the law of the God of Israel to serve the law of this land. That's who he come to deal with. All you sinners. That say you ain't got to keep the law. You under grace. He come to deal with y'all. Just like he dealt with our ancestors. They believe the same thing. They could do whatever they wanted to do. They was under grace. You know, God loved them so much. He loved them so much. The God of their fathers. He wasn't going to do nothing to hurt them. They could just do what they wanted to do. That's what they believe. And that's what you believe, a lie, and not the truth. And that's why he told Ezekiel, tell him, Ezekiel, the end is coming on the whole multitude of the earth, of the land of Israel. Now we're dealing with the earth, because why? Israel scattered all over the earth. They're not just in Jerusalem. They're in Mexico. They're in China. They're in Russia. They're in Germany. They're in Australia. They're in Brazil. They're everywhere. All in Europe. They're everywhere, all over the earth. So guess what? And they've been sinning. They've been committing abominations in the midst of them. They've been sinning and committing abominations against the God of Israel. And that's why he's going to deal with the whole multitude, because the children of Israel have been scattered all over the earth. So he's going to deal with the whole entire earth. Back in ancient times, it was just Jerusalem. But now, it's all over the earth. Because guess what, people? That's where we are, the children of Israel, all over the earth. Verse 14, Ezekiel 7, they have blown the trumpet, the angels, even to make all ready. Everything is ready The God of Israel is ready for us to walk away from all this satanic, miserable, weak, pathetic lives that we have been living. The laws of the land. Everything that they have told us to do and set up, he ready for us to walk away from it. The trumpet have already been blown. But now, we don't want to make ourselves ready. We ain't got time to pray. Got to go to work. Got to go to school. Got to go to the grocery store. Got to go get our nails done. Got to go here. We ain't got time to read the Bible. We don't have time to pray. We don't have time to worship. We don't have time to do nothing but go to work and go to school and go to church. That's all we got time to do. And guess what? The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with none of those three things. So guess what? As long as you keep doing those three things, you'll never serve the real God. Because guess what? He never told you to do none of those three things. So they have blown the trumpet. The angels, and have made everything ready, but none go to the battle. For my wrath is upon all the multitude. There, verse 15. The sword is without, and the pestilence, and the famine within. See that, people? The sword is without. So the tyranny of Israel, tell them, Ezekiel, if they try to run, the sword is going to kill them and take them down. They try to run away from me and get away from me, get away from what I'm going to do to them. The sword will be waiting for them when they run out in the field. And the pestilence, which is the COVID-19, that's what y'all call it. It was the pestilence way back then that killed the children of Israel. The same thing, fever, headaches, pain, same disease. Same virus that was way back then in Ezekiel day is right now today dealing with the children. The sword went down and the pestilence, see that? It's a pestilence. Hebrew number 1698 in the sense of destroying a pestilence, a plague, a disease, a virus, a pestilence. And the famine within. So in Jerusalem, on the four corners of Jerusalem, of the land, they had the virus. They had the virus that was killing millions of people, just like they have it right now today, people. Right now today. It is part of the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The virus that you see of the wrath of the God of Israel. And the famine within, they didn't have no food. So they started dying from starvation. The children of Israel, they didn't have no water. We're in a great drought. I told you, we in a drought right now. There ain't going to be no food in a minute, people. Ain't going to be no water in a minute, people. I'm telling you what I know, man, because the trumpet have been blown. So it was the virus and the disease killing people, and they didn't have no food in Jerusalem. Same thing today been to happen. With the heat that is in the field shall die with the sword. You won't be able to run. You won't be able to get away. You won't be able to do nothing. You're going to die with the sword, he said. And he that is in the city, famine. There's going to be no food in the city. And pestilence shall devour him. So the COVID-19, the Delta variant, and all these diseases that they say they just popping up and they don't know why and where they coming from and all of that stuff. They running out of food because it's a drop all over the earth. Shall devour him. No food a virus, a pestilence shall devour them that's in the city. And the ones that flee and try to get away up in the field and the mountain shall die by the sword. Ezekiel 7:16. But they that escape of them shall escape and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valley, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. And all hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. And they shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. And they shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Ahiah. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their vows, because it is a stumbling block of their iniquity. All your gold, all your silver, all your jewels, and all that stuff you love. Lil Wayne, them got so much gold and jewelry and ring. It's the stumbling block of their iniquity. Verse 20. As for the beauty of an ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things. Therefore have I set it far from them. So, they took all the jewels and all the gold and made their statues and all the stuff that they made for their gods and for Jesus and for Allah and for Buddha. And they dressed them up in ceramics and Guadalupe and all their gods, Buddha and all that. They dressed all their gods up. All the things that the God of Israel gave them, they took it and dressed up all their detestable, abominable things with his stuff. I'm getting ready to go, people, because I got to take a pill or something. And I would give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place. For the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. That's what they did. They took down Jerusalem. They took down the temple. They took down everybody. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody cries and the city is full of violence. Talking about Jerusalem and all over the earth now. That's what's going on. Wherefore will I bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses, and will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy place shall be defiled. Talk about the temple. Defiled. The heathens went in. And with that, people, I just think what I'm going to do is just hold Ezekiel 14 to Saturday. We will read that Saturday. But I have an article that I would like to share with you. I'm going to stop right there. I read in the news that it was a 13-year-old boy took the vaccination yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And he told his mama that his stomach was hurting after he took the vaccine. And he went to sleep and he died in his sleep, people. 13 years old. Little boy died in his sleep from the vaccine. He told his mama his stomach was hurting. After he took it, he went to sleep. He didn't wake back up no more. Okay, people? That's where we are. That's exactly where we are. And with that, I'm going to say I'll talk to you people Saturday. I'm going to end this now. And we're going to pick it up Saturday at law number 248. And we're going to read Ezekiel chapter 14 Saturday and whatever else Ahiah wants us to do. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.